Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from, that's right, upstate New York. Hopefully soon I'll be moving around, back maybe down in the Bronx. We shall see. Let's just keep our fingers crossed as we make the sign of the cross over ourselves, shall we? Now, my previous episode was, you could say, a little bit of a Debbie Downer, but it was a reality gut check that is needed. Today I wanted to sort of just stew a little bit on the Trinity, which is itself a hazardous topic, even though it's the foundation of our Christian life, that our God is a Trinity. Three persons, one God. Now, I've even heard it before I was ordained, how Trinity Sunday was, or is sometimes called Heretical Sunday, because it's so easy to go in depth on a certain analogy that it can really take people off the mark. And I think one of the principles, and this is what I wanted to get to, I think one of the principles that we have to really cultivate within ourselves is the reality of the days that exist between Pentecost and Trinity Sunday. Traditionally, that was the octave of Pentecost, which would end on Trinity Sunday. 8 days focusing on the coming of the Holy Spirit, the love that is of God, because is the love that is God, the relationship that exists between the Father and the Son that always was. There was never a time without the Son. There was never a time where the Son didn't love the Father and the Father didn't love the Son, and that's love being the Holy Spirit. So it's an 8-day process, this movement of the heart, stewing in on and about the great gift that is the Holy Spirit that would bring us traditionally into the feast of the Trinity. Now, with that said, we have to remember the great gifts that have been entrusted to us by the Holy Spirit. Gifts that aren't just meant to be used once, but gifts that cultivate a life of the Spirit within our hearts over our whole lifespan, not just here on earth, but into the hereafter. We don't lose piety when we enter into heaven. In fact, we become what piety has been cultivating in our lives in the here and now. Foundationally, when one approaches Trinity, they must approach the Trinity in love, which means we must approach the Trinity by the very gifts that has come to us in, by, and through the power of the Spirit, because in the power of the Spirit, we are able to approach the very Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, because the narrow gate that the Scriptures speak about, the narrow gate that allows us to enter into the promised land, into the shepherd's area, is the slit heart of Jesus. That hole in the very heart of Jesus is what one must enter into if they wish to enter into the promised land. Therefore, our hearts must be conformed to that Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And it's in this being conformed to Christ, which occurs by the Spirit, that we begin to understand a little bit more about the Father and what it must have been like for the Father to entrust to the world His Son. Now, without love, one cannot really grasp the Trinity. It will fall into, there's three gods, or modalism, or there's all these different masks and face and all these sort of stuff. Love. God is love. 1 John 4:16 is of the utmost importance. Now, as we approach Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this June is packed with amazing, wonderful, and blessed feast days and ecclesial celebrations, may we not forget that in this time that we exist now, we are in a time of the Spirit. We are being sanctified by the Spirit. And via the power of the Spirit, who is the love of God, we become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Another Christ. Christians. Alter Christus. Hopefully I didn't mess up the Latin too badly there. I'm holding my mic and my hands a little shaky right now. I apologize for that. The Trinity is not something that we need to be afraid of, or somehow the Trinity is so mysterious, nothing can really be said. When we talk about mystery in the church, we mean something that is inexhaustible, that we can never know and understand everything that there is about our God, who is Trinity. Three persons, one God. But yet our God has made himself knowable for us, has made himself understandable for us. And in these gifts, which are just two of the gifts given to us by the Spirit, he still is not exhaustible. We can never grow tired in our love for God. The gifts of the Spirit remind us of that as we grow ever more deeply in our love for God in, by, and through them. That's why that octave of Pentecost is something that has sort of been maybe pushed to the side in an imprudent way in the life of the church. Maybe for next year, bringing it back or trying to cultivate an awareness. You know, instead of doing a novena leading up to Pentecost, do a novena from Pentecost to Trinity Sunday. These are just ideas. They're not mandates or anything. But to approach a Trinity means to approach the God who is love. And the only way that's possible is by growing in love with God, which is done by the power of the Spirit, who has been sent to us by the Father and the Son, and who has been specifically won for us by the Son. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we are called to cultivate in our hearts the Spirit of love by making sure our heart is always open and free from sin, so he can go about not oppressing or destroying our free will, but causing it to come to its fruition, may we find strength in the love that we cultivate with each other as Christians, seeking to become more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And then if you're listening on a platform with a little heart icon or a like icon, click that little icon. It really does help me out. Also, if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There at the website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my blog posts, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, you can find links to my YouTube channel, also my social media pages that I use, and you can also email me through the website too. That is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bach with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com, or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.